The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View. With your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning, everybody. I don't know why there was a little lag on my intro there, but I pressed it right after the Dice Wisdom little ad there. By the way, the Dice Wisdom app is really a way to ask questions right on your phone. It's $1.99 to download it. And if you guys tune into this program at all, please download my fabulous app. Okay, so I've had a slew of calls lately, people reaching out to me because another reader has been telling them or has told them that they're cursed or have bad energy or no one will ever love them if they don't pay them a lot of money to light a special candle. You guys, that is always a con. It's a con. Do not fall for it. If you go to a reader, and it's usually someone that says, this is the two ways it happens. Someone approaches you in a high-end store or, you know, in the cosmetic section at really any department store and talks about your energy, just starts talking about your energy. And then one thing leads to another, and you end up having a session with them, and then they tell you you have a curse or bad energy or someone's thrown the evil eye at you. It is a con. It is always a con. You guys, don't fall for it. I had a guy call me this past week saying that he was thrown a talking curse where he couldn't stop talking. And the funny thing is that if you believe in that, then, yeah, you're agreeing with it. But if you don't believe in it, if you, like I'm telling you, it's a con. If anyone tells you any negative energy like that that is outside of you, it's always a con, okay? The reason why people believe in it is, first, they're buying into the idea that their life is out of their own control. The other thing that's going on is they think that if somebody else takes care of it for them, then they don't have to take responsibility for it. But you guys, seriously, if anyone tells you that, they are full of crap. And that's the first thing I tell people. You don't have a con. You've been conned. You don't have a curse. That is, it's bullcrap. It totally is. Now, one of the things I do recommend is rituals where you take control and you put the power back where it belongs, which is you, into the universe. One of the fastest ways to clear your energy, go to the dollar store, buy a little bag of Epsom salts. Doesn't matter if it's lavender or mint or plain, doesn't matter. A little bag of Epsom salts. Put that in your bathtub, fill up your bathtub, and get in the bathtub and imagine that any negative energy that you have created for yourself, any fears that you have created for yourself, are being leached out of your system by the salt in the water. Literally. Just imagine that you're being cleansed, not only because you're in a bathtub, but because the salt is pulling any negative energy that you've created, any falsehoods about the true nature of who you are, that's being leached away from you. It's being pulled away from you. And then you imagine that you're breathing in the word love, you're breathing out the word fear. 5 seconds, breathe in the word love, 5 seconds, breathe out the word fear. Do that for a minute. Then imagine that you're breathing in the word love and you're breathing out the word either love or peace for another minute. Then after you're done washing up, you stand up in the bathtub, you let the water out, and you imagine that any negative energy that puts you away from being connected with the universe, being connected with God, being connected with Goddess, be connected with Source, whatever your mojo is, imagine that all the negative energy is being pulled out through the bottom of your feet and down the drain. That's all you have to do. Now, the best thing you can do after that is go to bed. So if you did it right before you went to bed, best time to do it. So I'm just saying, you know, anyone that approaches you, because I've had this slew of calls lately, can you remove curses? And I tell them exactly to do this, and do not send anybody any extra money. I could tell you stories of how people have been taken for lots and lots of money because of that. So, okay, I'm off my soapbox. I'm going to go to area code 770. Hello, 770.
Hello.
Who's this?
Shanika.
Oh, hi, Shanika. What's your question?
I had a question about child support. My ex-husband, it's been like a child support battle between him and I, and just want some insight on, I don't even know how to ask the question. I guess what would happen.
So what this is saying is that if you haven't already engaged the services of an attorney to garnish his wages, that's the step to take.
Okay.
And here's how I would do it. Is I would send him a text and say, I'm having a very difficult time getting the amount of child support we agreed to, and I am now going to pursue having an attorney garnish your wages.
Okay.
Now, here's what's going to happen. The last thing in the world that he wants is his reputation tarnished in any way at his job.
Mm-hmm.
Because what that's going to do is they're going to reach out. Now, HR will be discreet, but HR will tell.
He's trying to get child support from me, which was unfairly, it was very unfair. I don't understand how he was able to get child support.
Let me ask a question. Do you have 50-50 custody?
Yes.
Okay. So, and in the household when you guys were together, did you have the majority of the income in the house?
No.
Okay, then there's no way that he could get it.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to create a diary of how he's been or has not been a responsible father over the last 6 months. I want you to go back through your texts with him and the times that he's had custody of kids and anything your kids have told you and create a diary.
Okay.
Okay, because this says he doesn't win. As a matter of fact, by him even bringing it up, it turns out that it actually ends up having egg in his face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what you do is since I see this unfair situation, but it says when you take action and show who you are to anyone in authority, there's no way he's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
here's the thing. It does boil down to his reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing that he wants to have happen is for someone to come back to him and say, why are you going for child support against your ex? You make more money than she does.
Right.
So, what? In other words, it's going to look bad on him. It's going to not make him not look like a man.
Mm-hmm.
So, here's the thing. In a weird way, I kind of want you to go with the flow of this.
Okay.
But what you do, and you create a diary over the last 6 months of how he's been a good father and how he hasn't really been a good father.
Mm-hmm.
Anything your kids have told you about their visits with dad, you write it down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like maybe the one time he didn't have enough food in the house.
Right.
I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
the thing
see,
is,
I receive like payments like in the mail saying like $300 per month, and I can't pay that. You know, I'm going through some things right now, so I wonder should
sweetheart,
I pay this something on it?
Yeah, sweetheart, no. Because
no, okay.
he makes more money than you do. And all you need to do, actually, you know what I would do is since you are going through some turmoil right now, which, by the way, on the other side of it is going to be way beneficial for you in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you dial 211, that's the local community resource line. It's kind of a hotline
okay.
in every city. And you say, look, this is what's going on with me. What do you recommend? And that they
okay.
may actually give you pro bono legal service through those resources. So one of the big charities I volunteer with here in Vegas is Help the Southern Nevada. I've raised almost $20,000 for them ever since I've been licensed as a psychic in Vegas. I do their events and I raise money and I donate all that I raise to them. Anyway, but the reason I bring that up is that I know that the 211 line is where you call and then you ask. It also could be that you reach out to any abuse houses, any safe houses, and ask them what they would do.
Okay.
Okay, because what I'm getting here is your ex is kind of a dick.
Yes.
And the thing is that dickiness actually permeates all levels of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm asking you, anything the kids have reported to you over the last 6 months, because you
mm-hmm.
know when they're visiting dad, they still text you. So you
yeah.
create a diary of events over the last 6 months. And then
okay.
and then you reach, and I would do that today. I would make today that's your project. And then
okay.
I would tomorrow call the 211 number and say, I'm in this weird situation right now, and I need your help. And so you may find the resources are available to you. And I have to tell you, that's the whole reason why resources should be available to people, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Shanika, let me know what yeah. happens, okay?
Thank you.
My pleasure. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 780 area code. Hello, 780, who's this?
Hi, Mona, it's Michelle. How are you?
Oh, hi, Michelle. What's your question?
I'm just curious what you see coming for work. I just got laid off this week.
Bummer, dude.
So I'll be done in July. I'm just kind of curious if something else will come up.
Okay, so wait a
company.
Minute. So they laid you off, but they're letting you work till July? Wow.
Yeah, because we're slow on work, so it's not
right.
like wasn't performance related, and then they're actually trying to find me another job at the company. So I'm just kind of curious if that'll work out.
Well, you know, here's the funny thing, is it says that the guy you work for, no, this is really kind of interesting, Michelle. It says the guy that you're working for now is very
mm-hmm.
high maintenance and hard to please.
Oh, weird.
That's what it says. It says the guy you're working with now is somebody, that,
okay.
or it could be his boss. But there's a guy here
okay.
that's very hard maintenance and high maintenance and hard to please. It's saying
okay.
that the more cooperative you are between now and the middle of July, the quicker you
yeah.
get the new job.
Oh, okay.
So the more I totally understand, you know, thank you for allowing me to work till the middle of July. I really appreciate the opportunity to find another job. You know, gosh, you guys must be really going through hell. The more understanding you are, it
mm-hmm.
may be that if you don't find a job by the middle of July, they might keep you on longer because you've got such a good attitude about it.
Okay.
Okay, so we do that. The second thing is that there is going to be a job presented to you. The man that it says you're going to be working for is probably a guy with brown hair and kind of hazel blue eyes. He may be a little thinning on top. He's very outdoorsy. Do you recognize him?
I'm not sure because I actually haven't met who the potential new boss would be, but I'll check him out on our internet page. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the funny thing is that all I want you to do, especially for the next 10 days, is be the queen of cooperation over the next 2 days. Even if you stay an extra 15 or 20 minutes at the end of the shift or the end of the day to help out, that's what you do.
Okay.
And the reason you do that is because I think they might change their mind on you.
Okay.
And because the job's not necessarily a bad job, although I think you deserve a promotion there.
Oh, okay.
So if you can find any cost-efficient ways, because it's like you have 30 days. It's like I want you to act like an intern that's looking for opportunities.
Okay.
So if you can find anything that would save money, go immediately to your boss and say, you know, Bob, if we did this way, we would save blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Then Bob's going to run to his boss and go, hey, I have this idea of how to save money. You're not going to get credit for it. But Bob's going to go, oh, Michelle's on my team.
Yeah.
Because he's
trying
to save his job.
Yeah.
So all you do is for the next, especially the next 10 days, you are the queen of cooperation.
Okay.
Because what might happen is Bob, your boss, who I'm naming Bob, might go, you know, I think we might need to change our mind about Michelle.
Okay.
Because this is, I hear him saying, I've never seen anyone be such a good sport about being let go.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
But what's so funny is that you've done nothing wrong, but this is the little prickly pear thing I want you to work on. You have done nothing wrong, but for some reason you think you have.
Okay.
That's what you got to work on.
Interesting. Okay.
Because it's like you're in the why me kind of thing. So why would it be you? And you list out reasons on a piece of paper, why might it be me, right? Why was it me?
Yeah.
List out the reasons. And then if that behavior you become judgmental of and realize you could have done better, in these next 10 days you change it.
Okay.
And
very cool.
Okay, but what you do is you write it down, and then at the bottom of that little list, because there's only maybe going to be two or three things that you write down. And at the bottom of the list, you're going to say, these are not true. For the next 10 days, I am the queen of harmony. I'm the queen of cooperation. I am the best employee on the planet for the next 10 days.
Okay. Yeah.
Because there's a shift coming for you.
Very cool.
Okay. Now, it could be that Bob goes, you know what, Michelle? I'm going to make a phone call to a friend of mine for you. That's what you want. Because I see you pulling a trapeze act. So either you stay at this job with you know, maybe even a different kind of job description or mojo, or Bob, your boss, ends up helping you find a job. So I'm not actually worried about you here at all.
Okay, awesome.
All right, gal pal.
Thank you
for the call.
Much.
See ya.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 941 area code. Hello, 941. Who's this? Hello, 941. Oh, well, okay. They hung up. Maybe they were scared to get on the air with me. That's okay. Area code 202. Hello, 202. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. What's your question?
I quit my job suddenly 2 months ago without finding a new one, and
uh-oh.
I cannot find a job that pays me what my old one did. And I'm just,
Jackie.
I even tried to go back to my old job, and they're like, no. So I'm just so frustrated.
Okay, here's the thing. The reason why you can't go back to your old job is your boss is like, well, she quit on me. I'm not hiring her back.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. All right. However, good news is it's saying that you have a reason to celebrate connected with the number 6 and July. So I am wondering what day July 6th is. July 6th is a Friday. So it may be that July 6th you are celebrating your new job. Now, because the first card in your reading is this card called Success, and it's always connected mm-hmm. with something to celebrate connected with work, I'm thinking that you need to be all in finding the job, but you need to do it in a slightly different way. So are you already on LinkedIn, Jackie?
No, I use Indeed.
Okay. I want you to create a profile on LinkedIn. I want you to put the last 10 years of job experience on there. If you have a degree, throw that on there, all right? But I want you to spend the next hour and a half creating your LinkedIn profile. And then after you've created the profile, then I want you to start connecting with all the people you know professionally, past or present, with the exception of the boss that won't hire you back because they're not being very nice to you. We don't connect with them, all right? But what it's saying is it's saying that the job that you want is right there. You just haven't done enough to get it, all right? And I know you quit that job because they weren't treating you very well.
Right.
So you don't want to go back to that. You don't want to go back to an environment where you're not appreciated, all right? You don't.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, what you want to do is, here's the other thing I want you to do. You might want to get, what's the date today? Today is the 17th. You might want to download my 9-day energy reset. It's a ritual you do for 9 days, and you start it on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month, okay? And it's a ritual.
Okay.
It'll only cost you like $5 to download it, all right? It's worth the investment.
Okay.
And then you do this ritual over the next 9 days, starting on the 19th, all right? The other thing that you do is you realize that what would be my dream job? Because you know what you don't want because that's what you up and quit, right? So what I'd like you to do, take out a big sheet of paper, you know, 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, and write down the 5 things that would be a deal maker for you in the next job, okay? You're going to post this piece, that you're going to do like 3 copies of it. You're going to post this piece of paper on your refrigerator with a magnet. You're going to post it on your bathroom mirror. Okay? And then you're going to post it anywhere else that you seem to spend time with. So it might be in your office. But you're going to post it in 3 places that you can't help but see it every single time that you are, in those places you're going to see it at least 15 times a day in those places. So the reason I like the refrigerator is because it's a place of nourishment. Okay? The reason I like your bathroom mirror is it is, this is my intent. This is what I'm looking for. You know, and I mean, I could give you exactly the list that would be perfect for you. The first is, I want to be appreciated and fully engaged in the next job that I'm in. That's the first one. The second was 10% more of my recent salary would be cool. Being able to work remotely on Mondays and Fridays would be cool. List the things. Casual environment, not necessarily a slob, but a casual environment where what I wear is not that important, but my performance is. And that you want a fun environment where people are taking each other in a light, kind of embraced way, but taking the work seriously. Kind of like a 4 Agreements kind of environment. By the way, have you ever read that book?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Okay. So that's the other book I would download while you're on Amazon downloading my 9-day energy reset. I would also download the 4 Agreements.
Okay.
All right. But it's saying that you have something to celebrate soon. And July is the big power month. So I actually think that if you do those things I just told you to do, get your LinkedIn profile, do the 9-day energy reset starting on Tuesday, read the four agreements, and throw yourself all into finding a job. And I'm really telling you to find a job through LinkedIn. But you spend the next few days building your network with people you already know. And it could be that your descriptive line, because the first two sentences of your description show up under your picture, you put the thing you're most looking for or the thing that you're most talented at. Okay? But I think the next time you call me, Jackie, it's going to be with the good news that you have a job.
Oh, I hope so. Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right. Got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Brittany speaking.
Oh, hi, Brittany. How'd you find my program?
I actually was looking on Blog Talk, and I wanted to ask you, you're in Las Vegas. I wanted to know, are you planning to be in the Los Angeles area anytime soon?
Oh, you're so sweet to say that. No, but I do phone sessions. Why, is there somebody calling themselves Mona that's coming to L.A. that you're thinking is me?
No. No, I just wanted to know if you were going to be here, and I'm hoping that maybe I can meet you in person.
Oh, well, you know, a trip to Vegas is only $49 each way on Southwest.
That's true.
Right?
And I'm going to
Uber from
soon.
The airport and come see me.
Yes.
Just saying.
I know. You're very close.
You are so funny.
I wanted to ask you, I am approaching a year with my partner, and I just wanted to see what the progression of the relationship is looking like from the spiritual standpoint.
Well, it's actually going in all the right direction. As a matter of fact, I think the dialogue to have would be, so what's your 5-year plan? That would be the dialogue. Because what I'm getting here is that it's all going in the right direction. Now, here's the way I would frame it is, because I like these words, companion of choice. I don't like the M word as a goal in a relationship. I like the words companion of choice. So when you say, over the last year, you have proved to be a really wonderful companion of choice.
Yeah.
And when you get the question, what the heck does that mean? You could say, well, you're the person that I like going to Starbucks with. You're the person I like doing the buy one, get one free coupon with. You're very good at negotiating which movie to see next. I just like being with you. Now, there's also the bonus of being smart enough, good enough in bed, and, you know, easy to be around. You can say that too, but all you need to do is frame it like companion of choice. You are my favorite human. That's one of the best ways to say it.
Is he, I know that, you, like you said, it's going in the right direction. Is he on the same page as far as
I will
where
tell
I am?
You, well, here's the thing. I will tell you that he wouldn't spend this much time with you if you weren't in serious serious consideration to be his lifetime partner. Now, here's the funny thing. This is even more magnified if he's a water sign. So that would be Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio. When's his birthday?
April 13th. So I think.
So he's an Aries.
Mm-hmm.
And when's your birthday?
I'm April 1st.
Oh, you guys are both Aries. That's funny.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So here's let me go to numerology here. First of all, I think he probably has some water and some major things in his chart, because he's very reluctant to give you the language of commitment, and that's not your imagination. It's how he's wired, right? He's born on the 13th, okay? So in numerology, you add 1 and 3 together, and it equals 4. 4 is the number of foundation. So he wants to make sure that whoever partner he ends up with has the foundation that he could trust and rely on. You see? Mm. That he's looking for all the elements of how this relationship will work. He's looking at you're smart enough. He's looking at spiritual. He's looking where your mm-hmm. heart is. And he's looking at how good the sex is.
Mm.
He's looking at those four things. You, on the other hand, vibrate to the number one, all right, which is a get or done number and take care of you number. Mm-hmm. So you're in the, well, how do you benefit me? I mean, seriously, that's, you know, and of course, that's even more of an Aries trait anyway. It's like, what's in it for me, mm-hmm. right? So you both have that mm-hmm. Aries vibration of what's in it for me. He's more practical and foundation based, and you're more, well, what's in it for me?
Oh, wow.
So here's the cool thing. He wouldn't spend this much time with you, though, because Aries men are usually, if they're not serious, within 3-4 dates, he wouldn't have dated you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that this is still going, now what you do is you talk about things like, you're my favorite human.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the fact that he's, we're not like in the new part of the relationship where he hasn't seen you without makeup.
Yeah, he has.
But that's what I'm trying to say, is that the new part of the relationship is that, you know, he never sees you without makeup. You're always, you know, looking the best and blah, blah, blah. Well, now he's seen you in pretty much every stage of who you are. And that usually for a guy takes a year. And then it's usually 6 months to another year before there's a commitment.
Okay,
and instead of you having the goal of marriage and a ring and a date, I want you instead looking at him like, could I see myself with him 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 40 years from now?
Okay. Yeah.
That's the better way to look at it. Because I think the engagement is going to happen. Frankly, if I was going to pick a month, I would actually probably pick September. For talk of that. But in the meantime, you just keep going on like this is the funnest, best relationship you've ever been in. And not so much on the dwelling on the sex, but more dwelling on plans for the future. You see? All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from I'll be right back. Sorry, I'm going to take a little break.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment. And what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 402. Hello, 402.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Sharon. How are you?
Oh, hi, Sharon. What's your question?
The question is regarding relationships. If you see anything coming.
So I got to ask you a question before I actually look at your cards here. What do you do for fun, Sharon?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's why. I'm serious. Because before I even turned your cards over, I'm like, well, I'm not seeing someone see you laugh and engaged and being into something. I'm just not seeing you do anything fun. So it's saying it's time for you to explore things that could be fun. Because I do see a guy here, but you have to get out of your house to meet him, and it's not going to be the UPS guy delivering your packages to you.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Huh.
So my point is that the UPS guy is not going to deliver your love life to you unless it is the UPS guy, and in your case, I don't think it's the UPS guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I do, it's I'm putting it back on you, gal pal. You got to get your butt out of the house in order to meet somebody. And probably the fastest way to do something that would tap on those heartstrings is if you volunteered for an animal charity. Somebody that rescues dogs or does, you know, the vet clinic at the end of every month where they do low cost spay and neuter and you volunteer to help. But there's always a Salvation Army. Wait. There's always a Salvation Army in your area. Because here in Vegas, Salvation Army is always looking for volunteers to help serve food. Beginning of the month, it's not very busy. End of the month, it's swamped. But what happens is that you actually get to know the other volunteers. I'm not telling you to pick up someone that's homeless.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done that. So
all right. Well, okay. All right, gal pal. I think you got the answer there. All right, sweetie.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 910 area code. Hello, 910. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Oh, my God. You're really there. I'm
oh,
in
yeah.
a life.
That, what?
Well, let's start with love first.
Okay, you get one question. So which one do you want me to answer?
Well, I think if I get...
You don't get to do a whole series of questions. my radio program is designed for new callers get on the air first.
Yes.
And the reason new callers get on the air first is so they get a feel for how I do readings, all right? And then you get to ask one question and not the question... What do the cards hold for me, or what does the universe want to tell me? Because that's a full reading. So I designed the program, and I've been doing it since 2003, specifically so you can ask one question. So what's your one question, gal pal?
My one question is love, Mona.
All right, baby. Let's see. By the way, I'm at an age right now where I can start calling people sweetie, baby. All that kind of stuff. But it does always throw me off when a 20-year-old calls me that. So there you go. All right. So there's a guy here. All right. He's got dark hair and dark eyes. He is he's somebody that is very secure with who he is. All right. This says he's a widower. So he lost his wife within the last 5 years. He's just now ready to connect again, because you know they say that men have been married before are more likely to marry again if they survive their wife, and I think that this man probably lost his wife to cancer. She was awesome, and he's now doesn't want to be alone anymore. He doesn't want to be by himself anymore. So I'm going to suggest to you the same thing that I said to Sharon, the caller before you, which is it means that you have to get out of the house to meet him, and you have to go to things that he might get involved in. And in this man's case, he's probably let himself get a little overweight because he's been depressed. So he might be just now participating in walks connected with his work, you know, like those 5K walks or something. But it's also a benefit for you because it gets you out of the house. And so if there are any walks out there that you actually want to participate in or you want to volunteer with, that would be the thing that I would do, because it says you meet this man by coincidence. It's the weirdest thing. It could be like, let's say you volunteered to help out with a charity run or walk, right? And then a week later, and you meet this guy at this walk, and then a week later or so, you're in Starbucks or at the grocery store, and you see him. That would be the kind of coincidence I'm talking about. It does say that if you get your butt out of the house, that coincidence is going to introduce you to the love life you're looking for. But it means that you have to participate in life, and you have to do a better job of letting go of what's not working for you. And you're the only one that knows what those are. What's not working. And then you decide not to do that anymore because it ain't working. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 941 area code. Hello, 941. Who's this?
I got disconnected before.
My name is Tony. Yeah, I tried to get you earlier, and then you were gone. Okay, so sorry about that.
I'm like, oh my gosh. Well, I'm glad you picked up. You chose me again.
Okay, so what's your first name?
Carla.
Carla. All right, Carla, what's your question?
I'm renting space from an office inside of a chiropractic office, and it is not going well. The chiropractor don't like me, and she's very angry, and a whole bunch of other stuff is going on. I've been keeping notes and all that every time, you know, something happens. Do you see me a problem getting out of the lease at that six-month point, which will be September 30th?
Here's how I would approach it. First of all, I would look around and see if there's another office that you could just swing right into. I would just look around first, and then I would go to her and say, you know, this isn't working very well, and I'm just asking, why don't you just go ahead and let me out of the lease? I would ask now.
Okay. Because she's really desperate for money, and that's what I'm getting in, and then my friend is too, is that she would probably take me to court to pay the rest of the lease off or that 6 months off.
But she hasn't met her end of the bargain by creating the space for you. So you have a diary of all that, and you can even say, you know, this isn't working out. I mean, I know you need the money and everything, but this is not the environment that I had thought I signed up for.
Okay.
That's how you say it.
Okay.
And if she
but
says, well, I'm going to sue you and take you to court, say, well, you could do that, but then I would point out certain things that I didn't expect that actually are not what a good landlord does.
Okay.
I mean, I would be very matter-of-fact, very businesslike about it. Just go in and say, you know, this isn't working out.
Yeah, because she screams at me for a reason. Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart, yes,
yeah.
She is one big ball of nerves, but somebody has to call out the pink elephant in the living room. So what I'm going to tell you to do is tomorrow you're going to go to her and say, do you have a minute? And she'll go, sure, and I'll go. And then you'll say, Then you'll say, hey, you know this isn't working out very well. I don't think that you actually like me renting space here. All right, and then she'll go, well, what are you trying to say? I'm asking you, why don't we just call the end of the month my last day of my lease? And she goes, well, I'm going to sue you, and I'm going to take you to court and say, well, first of all, she doesn't have the money to do that. Let me just throw that at you and just say, look, this isn't working out. I can't keep paying rent in an environment that's not working for me. And this is not what I signed up for when I wanted to rent space from you. And the thing is that this says she doesn't have the money to sue you. I mean, she could take you to small claims court, but again, that's where you pull favors with a friend, Carla. And the funny thing is small claims court, you don't necessarily need to have an attorney, but just say, you know, this isn't working out very well. This is not the lease that I signed up for. I don't like the way you're treating me. And I'm mm-hmm. making June 30th my last day.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know okay. as well as I do, this isn't working out.
Mm-hmm.
So you just say it to her. Now, mm-hmm. if there's anything you need to get out of your office, I would do it before you had this dialogue. So if you have a key mm-hmm. to the office today, I would go get your mm-hmm. most essential things out of there. Because if she pulls mm-hmm. something and locks you out of your office to extort you for this rent, mm-hmm. you already have the essential stuff. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't trust her either.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would do. Is I would, if you have a key to the office, I would go in today.
Mm-hmm.
I get your most essential
mm-hmm.
stuff, but stuff you could still work mm-hmm. with till the end of the month, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then on Monday, you say, you know, hey, you know, this isn't working out very well for me. I really don't feel like a valued tenant. That's how I would
mm-hmm.
say it. And I'm, mm-hmm. you know, I just want to let you know that June 30th is going to be my last day. I'm breaking the lease.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you probably
okay.
already gave her a deposit, right?
No.
Oh, no, fine.
I only
so you're month to
month? Rent.
Perfect.
Yeah, well, it's not actually, it's on a year lease, but an option to get out at 6 month point, which will be September 30th. And I have, it says rental lease, you have to give 30 days notice. So
well,
I was going to put
okay.
in a writing.
Here, here's, sweetie, if she's not being a mature landlord,
mm-hmm.
then you don't have to be a mature tenant.
Mhm. Okay.
Just that's
yeah, but,
the thing is see what happens when you do it. If she starts getting
mm-hmm.
all threatening and all, you know, all up
mm-hmm.
in your face, then you know
mm-hmm.
you're making the right decision. If she apologizes
mm-hmm.
for being kind of the B word,
mm-hmm.
then you might decide to stay until the end of September. But the
mm-hmm.
dialogue has to happen.
Mhm. Okay.
And don't
yeah,
can't be a pussy.
That, yeah, I gotta find a place. Yeah,
Carla,
I gotta find a place.
Carla,
pardon me,
sweetie. Carla, don't be a pussy.
No, I'm not.
I'm serious. You got to be the
mm-hmm.
businesswoman I know you are.
Mhm.
So that means that you've got to go and you've got to say. You got to say it.
Mhm. Okay.
All right.
Yep. Thank
Big
you
hugs.
So much.
Okay. By the
okay,
way,
thanks.
Person
okay.
that I see you actually renting space from. This says he's a man, and it's probably
uh-huh.
a similar setup. So he may be a chiropractor. He might be an acupuncturist. He might own
uh-huh.
a wellness center or something.
Uh-huh.
By the way, what do you do?
I'm a massage therapist. I also do healing and teaching.
Yeah, you can find a totally better environment than where you are right now.
Okay, great. Thank
you.
You
totally can. Because the thing is,
I've been looking. Yeah.
All right. Well, you will, but it's a guy
okay.
that you're going to end up with renting from, and you can tell him the reason I'm looking is that I'm at this other place and I the energy is just bad.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell him what place you're at. Just say
mm-hmm.
I'm at this place. It's just not working out for me.
Mhm. Oh yeah. I've been found the place yet, but I've been clearing out my room. And it's
okay,
essential.
Good.
When I give her that notice, I'm going to have almost every single thing out, and I already have the massage board looking at my new place. So.
All right. Perfect.
Okay.
All right, gal pal.
Okay, thank you.
See ya.
Okay,
bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 305 area code. Hello, 305. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, it's Deanna. Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh,
today?
Hey. How are you? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I know. Listen, I have a very specific question. When do you see me moving from where I am?
So have you already tackled the clutter where you are?
Have I already tackled the of where
have
I am?
Have you already... Yeah, have you already purged out all of the clutter where you are right now? Have you already started going to Goodwill?
Movers,
and...
Yeah, no. Tomorrow the movers are going to come. I'm going to put all my stuff in storage, and I'm going to be homeless at the end of the week. If I do it right now, I want to know if I have some time in between. If I have more time, not much more time, but let's say about a week.
Well, see, according to this, you end up in a place that you love. So so maybe this series of circumstances had to happen this way to get your attention. Because what I'm seeing here is not only do I see a new job for you here, but I also see you working sort of the political environment where you are right now to get a place to live. So are you saying that when the movers pack everything up, you have no place to go?
Yes.
Well, because this says you will.
Let me tell you what I do have. I have an offer from a friend who owns the market right next to me to allow me to stay 4 or 5 days in her garage. They are very well-to-do, but it's 4 or 5 days without furniture, just me and my cat. I got a cat now, Varna.
Oh, good. I like that.
It's a blue-eyed Himalayan Persian, about 11 years old, I rescued.
Oh.
And I'm missing 2 bottom teeth, but it's beautiful. I'll try to send a picture or something. But so I have a cat right now, and I'm going to have to put everything in storage. I already went to the storage facility and live out of a suitcase for 4 or 5 days and have no place to go yet. People have said they're willing to help,
okay.
But...
Here's the thing, is that I think that it had to get real uncomfortable for you to take action. So these cards are not bad cards here at all.
What
Your
are they?
First card, the first card is called the Fool, which is a leap in a brand new direction based in total trust, which is what
I
you're doing.
The Fool.
Right. Well, actually, the Fool, it resonates the number 0 because the Fool is actually the spirit's choice to leap into this lifetime. It's the first card in the tarot, right? It's marked 0, the technical first card is the Magician. So the spirit leaps into this lifetime, and then it goes through the Magician phase, which is the gifts given to you naturally in this lifetime and what you're supposed to do with them. All right? That's the second card. But anyway, you got the Fool, which is the big leap into this lifetime. That a little bit more trust for you is going to work for you way better than being frightened or scared. Then you have a card that talks about the Happy Marriage card. Now, this is not a relationship. It is the marriage of the place that you like to work, the place that you like to live, and it's connected with the Politics card. So you have the Fool card, then you have the Sun, which is the happiest card, right? Then you've got a card called Politics, which means use your friends and family's connections to get what you want. Then there's a man here. He is very high maintenance. He knows his stuff. And one of the best jobs that you could probably create for yourself would be to find yourself a job as an assistant property manager at an apartment complex where you actually are the on-call person for the apartment complex when the actual manager's not there. Or you become the property manager for the apartment complex and you collect the rent and you get to know all the neighbors. But usually what happens with that is you get your apartment for free and a small salary. So I would start looking for that. Okay? And then the last
card.
Okay. You got the Fool, the Sun, the 7 of Swords reversed, which means the environment around you actually is working in your favor. Then you have the Emperor, and then you have the 8 of Wands.
Okay.
So you can look up all those meanings on the internet if you want to. But I'm telling you the combination in this order is that this is a big leap of trust in a new direction for you. You have the Sun, which is the happy card, which means by using the political environment around you, 7 of Swords reversed, which means there are more people out there to help you than you think. And I would definitely take up the wealthy people's offer of you staying at their place for 4 or 5 days. Then you've got this card of somebody in a position of power helping you. And then the last card is falling in love, not only at the place that you live, but falling in love where you live and what
you
do for
work. It's not the Osho deck. It's not the Osho deck for sure.
I will tell you, here's the Osho. I am using the Osho deck. I'm
telling
you the traditional...
Yeah.
Yes,
Deanna.
Okay, I will tell you what the
Mona,
OSHA deck.
Thank you.
Sweetheart, let me finish because I only got like a minute. So that you have the Fool, you have Innocence, you have Politics, you have the Rebel, and you have Traveling. Those are the Osho meanings. But I'm giving you the traditional meanings so you have both, and you can see the multi-level that I'm looking at in your reading. So, yes, you are about to create a fabulous trapeze act for yourself. Now, did you have another question?
I love the trapeze, but if you spell it differently, trap and then E-A-S-E instead.
Right. That's beautiful, sweetheart. Okay, I got to go. Right at the end of my program.
Love you. Goodbye.
Big hugs. See you later. Okay, bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or the Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.